it will be a bit of a financial hit there, but with the increased price, world price of sugar, it just depends on what we'd leave behind, whether it's a percentage. You know, some may get it off, but it just depends at this stage on how much is left.
And the higher price is compensating probably for yourself. You reckon you'll have about 10% left over, but the higher price will probably help you survive that 10%. Is that correct?
Yeah, that sounds pretty well right. It just depends on how much that we leave behind.
For the Wilmar growing regions, Bundaberg and Plain Creek have had 4 weeks of stoppages due to the rain, and Proserpine and the Herbert have had 3 weeks. Wilmar have allowed for one more week of stoppages due to weather. If there's no more than a week of wet weather for the season, they say they can get all of the cane off by Christmas with no standover. Wilmar's General Manager for Cane Grower Relations says Wilmar have also increased the crop estimates for the year.
We've gone from our forecast of 15.77 million tonnes across our 8 mills to 16.48 million tonnes, and that's an increase of 700,000 tonnes across our 8 mills. Of all our regions, the Burdekin is where we forecast a larger increase. We've increased our crop there by 400,000 tonne.
Can you run through the increases for the other regions?
Okay, the increase in the Herbert is 150,000 tonnes. The increase in Proserpine is 90,000 tonnes. And increase of Plain Creek Mill is 70,000 tonnes.
So do you think for the Wilmar regions, nobody will have standover cane?
Based on those parameters, yes, we expect to have all the cane processed.
Meanwhile, Mackay Sugar's 3 mills, Farley, Marion and Racecourse, have crushed a combined total of 1.9 million tonnes, leaving just over 60% of the crop to get off. Paddocks are still drying out from recent rain, and the wet weather has pushed Mackay Sugar seasons out to the middle or late December. A total of 5.6 million tonnes is expected to be crushed. The return of sunshine's been a welcome relief in the far north. Cane growers and millers are all happy with that. Sugar mills from Ingham to the Tablelands are all up and running again. Harvest contractors like Jared Padovan in Mossman are racing against the clock to make up for lost time. He says the rain has also affected planting the new cane for next season.
The planting's getting done, which is way behind schedule, and we're probably not going to plant as much as we would have. Up until, the last 4 or 5 weeks, I think the rate, like the crush rate in the mill, is really good. You know, I don't think anyone expected to crush so fast and so well. They budgeted for 310 tonne an hour this year, and I think, 340, and I think even Spine Tom, they're going to wind up to 350. Well, like, we grow a majority of our cane on the south side, and we'll be going for a record crop this year. It's a huge crop.
Mulgrave Central has crushed over 40% of this year's crop, and the south of Johnston over 30%. In the southern region, wet weather has delayed the crush for all millers, but there's no risk of standover. Bundaberg Sugar will crush an extra 8 hours a week for the next 6 weeks at its Bingara mill. That'll be in efforts to make up for lost time. For Childers, the end date is expected about the end of November. And in Maryborough, the crop is on target to reach 100% of the 800,000-tonne estimate. This could see the end date pushed out by about a week or so.